Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Starting and operating a small business against all odds, living largely by your wits, you demonstrate more courage and devotion to a dream than any other non-military American in this century. Back, it's 13 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining us. I appreciate your business. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Our phone number is 888-822-8255. And if you are a small business owner, if you're just starting your business or you've been in business a while and maybe you don't have as much business as you'd like, or you're trying to figure out how to penetrate the market more than you are, and you don't have the kind of budget to really spend very much money on advertising, either print or electronic, and you still need to grow your business. Well, the guy who's our guest this hour, Ivan Meisner, is somebody that you want to pay attention to. You're going to want to listen to this visit, because he is an expert in something that you can do to help yourself that will cost you virtually nothing. Ivan Meisner is the founder and the CEO of Business Network International, which he founded in 1985. The BNI now has thousands of chapters throughout North America, Europe, Australia, and Africa. He has received his PhD from the University of Southern California. He's written four books, three of which I have in front of me. One of them is called The World's Best Known Marketing Secret, which we covered the last time Ivan was with us. The other one is Business by Referral. And the one we're going to talk about today, which is 7-Second Marketing. Ivan, welcome back to the show.
Thanks. It's great to be here.
It's good to have you back with us. And folks, in case you were, just so that you know, Ivan is one of our hardcore, dedicated Pacific Coast time guests. Tell us what time it is out there right now.
Well, it's a little bit after 5 a.m.
Yeah, it's early out there. And Ivan, are you drinking coffee yet?
No, not yet.
So that tells me, folks, he's going back to bed after our visit.
No, I'm going into the office.
Well, good for you. Good for you. Ivan, 7-Second Marketing is an outstanding book, and there's something I want to read to the audience here that basically sets up this whole discussion. I'm reading from Chapter 1, folks. Who you are in the eyes of others depends largely on what they see and hear in the first 30 seconds or so after they meet you. A memory hook is something you can use within the first 7 seconds to ensure that you will be remembered favorably. I like that, Ivan. That's a very important statement.
Thank you. One of the things that we found in the early days of running BNI, which is a networking organization, is that people really did not develop any techniques or skills in introducing themselves. They just kind of, you know, winged it. When they'd stand up in front of a group of people, it might be a small group of 20 or 30, or it might be a large group, 50 people or more, they'd stand up and they'd just wing it. You know, my name is so-and-so, and this is mm-hmm. what I do. And they really didn't stand out in the crowd. And there were a handful of people that I saw who prepared a presentation that had a hook, that just got somebody's attention. And that's really what a memory hook is about. It's about something that in your mind's eye enables you to envision somebody's product or service based on something they said. You hook them. And those people always stood out, and everybody remembered who they were and what they did.
This is the way Ivan describes this memory hook in the book. A good memory hook is a brief, memorable self-introduction that engages the other party's interest positively and creates an unbreakable connection between you and your product or service. That's very good. Years ago, 10 years ago, without realizing I was doing this, I created a memory hook for myself. I started my consulting business, Jim Blasingame and Associates, business consultants. And people said, they say, what do you do? And I say, well, I'm a business consultant. And they'd ask me the same question again, what do you do? And they didn't understand what that meant, some of them. You know, many of them had never met a business consultant before. And so I determined that I was going to have to come up with something that would do a better job than just saying business consultant. And so I would say, I'm a business consultant. And they'd say, well, what is that? And I'd say, I'm a vice president. You can rent. Now, that was actually a 2-second hook.
That works well. Yeah,
but of course, it did two things. It told them what I did, and it also made them laugh.
Right.
So the humor is something you point out in this book that helps to create a hook, isn't it?
It really is, and it probably 90% of the truly memorable memory hooks have humor. One of the first memory hooks that I heard that really nailed it for me, that people need to be using this technique, is when I did a workshop years ago, about 100 people there, the workshop leader allowed everyone to stand and give a one-sentence introduction. Well, you know, how much can you really say in a sentence? And it wasn't real worthwhile for most people because they stood up and said who they were and what they did and sat down. And with 100 people there, most people didn't remember much of what was said, except for this one guy who stood up, and he raised his right hand as though he were taking the oath of office. Very seriously, he looks around the room, and he gave his name, and he says, "I'm a dentist. I believe in the tooth, the whole tooth, and nothing but the tooth to help me God." And he sits down, and that was it. And
of course, the crowd erupted. I'm sure.
Oh, yeah, laughing. And
that's
about
funny.
45 minutes later, I'm in the middle of my presentation. And it struck me, because I was talking about doing good introductions, it struck me that, you know, one really stood out in this group, and he used a memory hook. And so I wanted to test my theory. You know, I had a lot of anecdotal evidence, but I didn't have, real hard evidence that it worked well when you use this. So I asked 100 people there, so we're going to do a little exercise here. I want you to all stand up. On the count of three, I want everybody in this person to point to the person in the room who believes in the tooth, the whole tooth, and nothing but the tooth. So help me God. So I said, one, two, three, point. And what percentage of people would you guess pointed to the dentist?
100%.
Every single person in that room knew who the dentist was and obviously what the dentist did. Now, if you had only 12 words to say, wouldn't you like to have 100% of the people in a room know who you are and what you did?
What if you could have your direct mail work out like that?
No, wouldn't that be nice? Or email these days.
Yeah. That'd be tremendous. Now, that's an excellent point. Ivan, one of the things I want to do now is move over to chapter 4, and we're going to take a break in just a few seconds. When we come back, I want to talk about what you talk about in chapter 4, which is how memory hooks are born and what makes a good memory hook. And we're going to do that when we come back with Ivan Meisner, the president and the founder of Business Network International and the author of 7-Second Marketing. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. If you want to call us and talk to us, 888-822-8255. We are back. It's 24 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a good time with our friend Ivan Meisner. Ivan is the president and the founder of Business Network International. He's the author of three books that I have in front of me, The World's Best Known Marketing Secret, Business by Referral, and 7-Second Marketing. Ivan, tell us where these books are available.
They're all available on the Internet at Amazon.com. They're also available on the BNI website at www.bni.com. And World's Best Known Marketing Secret is available, and so is Business by Referral, in many bookstores around the country.
Okay, good. And folks, after the next break, I'm going to get Ivan to tell us a little bit about BNI, because this is a really important organization that I think you need to know about. Ivan, I want to talk about how memory hooks are born, and I wanted to get right into that, but James tells me we have a caller. So let's take the call first. James, who we got? Kent?
Yes.
Hi, Kent.
Hey, Jim, how you doing?
All right, sir. How you doing?
Good. I had to call in when you guys were talking about memory hooks. I ran across one, and this has been almost 9 years ago, and I still remember it clear as a bell. This was actually on a sign at a Dairy Queen, and the sign read, "Scream until your daddy stops the car." And I mean, that says it all right there. You don't need to know what they're selling.
I love that.
More. You just know. Stop the car.
I love that. What do you think, Ivan?
I like it. It certainly works. If you remember it for 9 years, I had a memory hook that I used to, when I was doing presentations, I probably did it for 10 years. And it was really the memory hook that made me start talking about memory hooks. Now, you got to really, you have to have been around a little while, and I'm going to probably date myself with this memory hook a little bit, but when Ma Bell broke up, right prior to Ma Bell breaking up, they had telephone systems that had much thicker cords. Now, Jim, you and I probably remember those cords, don't we?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
now the phone systems are very, you know, very thin cords, but the telephone systems used in businesses 15, 20 years ago were very, very thick cords.
Was it cable?
There were cables, yeah, that's exactly right. And this is a salesman, he sold phone systems, and he stood up and he said, this is how you could give me a referral. The next time you're in somebody's office, look at their phone system for me. If they have fat wires, they need my phone system. Well, I tell you, for at least 10 years, I'd be going into people's offices, and I'd look at their phone systems, and you know, sometimes secretaries would say to me, can I help you with something, Dr. Meisner? What are you looking for under my desk? And, you know, how do you explain to some secretary you're looking for fat wires under her desk?
Yeah, right. So, that's your story, and you're sticking to it, right?
That's absolutely correct. So, you know, if it's something that you remember for years and years, obviously, it was a very effective memory hook.
Kit, good job. You got a question for Ivan?
No, I don't. I just wanted to make that comment and pass that along. And also, by the way, we also have a similar problem that you mentioned, Jim, where you mentioned that you're a consultant, and everyone would say, well, what do you do?
Uh-huh.
We do graphic design and advertising, and we've been on your show before, of course.
Yeah, Ken, I thought I knew who you
were.
We
still have people that don't quite understand that, and we'll say, well, we do advertising, graphic design, and they'll say, well, what is that? And our tag is, we design your information.
Yeah.
Whatever your information is, we design it in various formats.
Blue Sky?
Yes, Blue Sky Graphic Communication.
Blue Sky Graphic. I thought I'd remember that. Well, Ken, thank you very much for calling in. I appreciate it. Haven't heard from you in a while.
Yeah, you're more than welcome, and I enjoy the show, Jim.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
See you later, Ken.
Bye.
Bye. All right, that's a good one. Folks, if you've got a memory hook, we'd like for you to share your memory hooks with us. If you've got another one that you've seen or an example, or you've got one that's for yourself that's been effective, or, you know, if you'd like to have a memory hook, I've got the expert with us right now. Let's talk about, we've just got about a minute before we go to a break. Let's talk about, Ivan, how memory hooks are born.
Well, it's very important with a memory hook for you to sit down and sort of outline what are some of the things that you want to get across, what's the message that you want to get across. But a good memory hook often appeals to the basic senses, sight, hearing, taste, smell, touch. You want to say something that really stands out and that is memorable. Sometimes it's a matter of walk. One of the best memory hooks I heard involved a restaurant owner who walked through how he made his lasagna, and by the time he was done, you could see it, smell it, taste it. It was an incredible memory hook. So you just want to make something that's very memorable. It doesn't have to be funny, but it's often humorous.
Well, you know, one thing that I still keep bringing this up, and that is the old hush puppy story, where they actually said the hush puppies were dumb. Remember that?
No, I don't remember that one.
They used to say, you know, hush puppies are dumb, and you know, after 25 years, I still remember that.
Yeah.
And you know, it was kind of self-deprecating a little bit there, but it was a hook. I remembered it.
Sure.
Stand by. We're going to be right back. Ivan Meisner is our guest. He is the founder of Business Network International. Our phone number is 888-822-8255. Give us a call. I'm Jim Blessingame, the Small Business Advocate. We'll be right back. We are back. It's 33 after. Thank you for joining us. Our phone number is 888-822-8255 if you'd like to give us a call. And we're going to talk some more about what makes a good memory hook, how a memory hook is born, with Ivan Meisner, our special guest and the founder of Business Network International, the author of 7-Second Marketing, which is a book we're covering this hour. Ivan, I'd like for you to take a minute and tell us about BNI.
BNI is a business and professional networking organization that allows one person per flavor to join a group. We have one lawyer, one CPA, one banker, one chiropractor. We get together every week and we pass each other referrals. That's the sole purpose of the organization, is to share referrals with one another. Last year, the organization passed over 1 million referrals that generated about $366 million worth of business for the members.
Congratulations.
Thanks. We now have 1,465 chapters.
Worldwide.
7 countries around the world.
Yeah. That's incredible.
And our memory hook, since we're talking about memory hooks, is don't skip breakfast. It can be hazardous to your wealth.
And these are all breakfast clubs?
Virtually all of them are breakfast clubs, yeah, probably 90%.
You know, 25 years ago or so, yeah, about 25 years ago, I was invited to join one of the forerunners of your organization in my hometown. And basically what it was a little chapter of what you put together. It was one of each, and there were about 10 of us. And we would get together every Monday morning for breakfast and basically just share what was going on. Somebody would know something that was going on. One guy was a contractor. He got the Dodge reports, and he would tell us, you know, what new companies were going on, who was building something, and another guy was an insurance agent, and it was all confidential. We were just, and I was in sales. I was working for Xerox in those days,
mm-hmm.
and one guy was in the pest control business, and we basically just shared this information to make sure to help each one of us, and I think some of those guys are still meeting to this day.
Yeah, well, we have people in BNI who've been meeting for almost 15 years. So some of the founding members of the founding chapter are still meeting today.
It works.
Yeah,
because it's founded on the basic fundamental, folks, that you heard me talk about the very first segment, and that is the importance and the essentialness of networking in your small business. It's just absolutely essential, isn't it?
It really is. And the problem, though, and I think we talked about this a little bit in the last show, is that we're not teaching or training the next generation of business professionals how to network. So we tell business people networking is important. Business people tell us networking is important. But we're just, you know, the next generation of business professionals aren't being trained in the colleges and universities of this country. So many people really don't know what to do and how to do it.
Now, when you're networking, you've got to get started, and that's one of the most difficult things, isn't it, Ivan, for a lot of people, is they have difficulty breaking the ice, and that's what we're talking about this hour, is how to have a little memory hook that will not only break the ice, but that will make people remember you, and 'cause as you and I both know, Ivan, sometimes we only have a few seconds with people. We don't get a chance to spend very much time with them. Maybe the only thing we get to do is just say hello, be introduced to them, and maybe have a short conversation. And your memory hook, you know, I told you about my memory hook earlier.
Yeah.
I've had other people to introduce me to a new friend of theirs, or to a friend of theirs, and they would say, "This is Jim Blassingame. He's a vice president you can rent."
Yeah, memory hooks can work very well one-on-one, although they're really designed mostly, and the subtitle of the book says it all, how to use memory hooks to make you instantly stand out in a crowd. They work, I think, best when you are standing up in front of a large group of people and introducing yourself. Sometimes a memory hook can be a little trite if you're doing it one-on-one with someone.
What I noticed,
yours works well one-on-one, but some of these wouldn't.
Well, notice that I didn't say that I said it before I was asked.
Yes.
I would always just say my name, and they would say, "What do you do?" And I would say what I did, and I never used the hook until they said, "Well, what is that?" Or "Well, what do you do? What kind of business consulting do you do?"
Right. Yeah.
And I would always wait till they ask. I wouldn't give it to them. And you're exactly right. That you have to be. And there is a protocol. There is an etiquette, isn't there?
Yes, but again, I think your memory hook would work fairly well one-on-one. It would work very well one-on-one. Some of the ones that I'm talking about, and you know, let me walk through a couple of them, and you'll see that they don't really fit real well one-on-one. Give you an example. There's a financial planner I met in Missouri, and her memory hook dealt with the fact that the financial services industry in St. Louis was pretty predominated by men. And she wanted to address that, but address it in a kind of humorous way. And so her memory hook when she stood up in front of a large audience and introduced herself was, "Columbus may have discovered America, but it was a woman who financed his trip."
That's
and
pretty good.
That worked really well, introducing herself in a large group. It probably wouldn't work real well one-on-one.
Right.
One of my absolute all-time favorite memory hooks was a travel agent in New York who stood up one day and he said, "Remember that 90% of all accidents happen in the home, so travel."
Yeah, I heard that one. That's a good one.
Yeah. And, I mean, there's so many from all over the country. I've heard a towing service down in Florida, whose memory hook was pretty short and sweet. "We don't want your whole body, just your toes."
Yeah.
Electrician in California I met, his memory hook was, "We check your shorts."
That's pretty good.
I got a hot tub company, I forget where they were, but their memory hook was, "We want to get you in hot water." Caterer in California, his memory hook was, "Every time I work, it's a party."
Yeah. Stand by. We're going to take a break. Folks, it's 39 after the hour. When we come back, we're going to get Ivan to talk to us about some memory hook themes, a potpourri of ways to hook your prospect. 888-822-8255. If you'd like to join us, if you've got a comment or a question for Ivan, if you have a memory hook you'd like to tell us about, we'll be right back. Welcome back, Heroes. It's 44 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining us. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I appreciate your business. Our phone number is 888-822-8255, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. And when you go there, you can hear the show live if you're where you cannot hear it on the radio, and you can hear this interview with Ivan Meisner for the next until it's replaced with the next show. And so it'll be on my website in the on-demand feature of my website, which is one page behind the home page. Just click on the spinning globe and then select the on-demand capability, and you'll be able to hear my visit with Ivan. It's the second hour, by the way, of that file. Ivan, give us your website one more time, please.
www.bni.com.
How would someone join a BNI organization?
Well, they can go to that location and find out all of the areas in the world that we are presently operating, and then get the director's name and telephone number right off that website, contact the director locally, or they can call us at 1-800-825-8286. That's 1-800-825-8286. In Southern California, it's 909-305-1818.
What are the typical dues to be a member of a BNI?
It's only $225 a year.
That's for each member, and that include, does that include the meal?
No.
Does that include the meal? The meal's on your. It's a Dutch meal, Dutch treat, right at the table, and but $225 to be a member for the year.
That's right, and the meetings are at various restaurants in the area.
Right. Okay. Now, what if I go to the website and I find out that there's not a chapter in my area?
Then contact BNI directly. There is a button to contact BNI directly, and you can do that. You can write me personally at Meisner, that's M-I-S-N-E-R, Meisner at BNI.com, or you can send an email to BNI at BNI.com. And just say, hey, I can't find a location in my area, and we'll take care of you. If we don't have anything in that area, we'd be more than glad to work with you in opening something in that area.
Okay. Or what if there's already a chapter, but it's kind of full?
We would definitely put you in touch with the local director, and you can work with the director in opening up another chapter nearby you or mm-hmm. putting you on a waiting list to get into a chapter.
Right.
In some professions, that waiting list may be around a little while. It may take a while to get in, but in many professions, we can put you in some chapter.
Okay, sounds good. Let's talk about some of the memory hook themes that you've got in your chapter. Chapter 5 is draw attention to your name.
Yeah, in a lot of people came to me when I started writing this and said, you know, what do you think about in putting together your memory hook? And I found that many people use their name as part of their memory hook. For example, in the book we have a financial services gentleman whose name is Larry Nold, and his memory hook was young or old, see Nold. a realtor, Roberta Wright, whose memory hook was, don't gamble with your real estate needs, call the right realtor today.
Right, W-R-I-G-H-T.
Yeah, exactly. one other one, Les Harris, who's a realtor, his memory hook was, you can expect to get more with less, his name Les. And those kinds of memory hooks work well with a name or a person's name, but it's a place to start. You know, take a look at whether your name would fit with the memory hook or not.
You know what I don't like, and I may be stepping on some people's toes here, but what I don't like is when people misspell words to make something fit like that. You know what I mean? Like Krispy Kreme with all with K's.
Yeah.
I just don't like that.
Yeah, I understand. Now, the other spin on that is to highlight your company name, which mm-hmm. is the next chapter in the book. So, you know, think about what it is that... You know what your name is, or what your company name is, and you might be able to come up with something off of that that works fairly effectively.
What chapter 7 is communicate your profession. Remind them of what you can do for them.
Yeah, there the idea is to really, you know, whenever you're introducing yourself, you should try to educate people about what you do, and this is sort of a combination, a memory hook, something that has people remember who you are, but at the same time educate them. We had a graphic designer on earlier, and there's a graphic design memory hook in here. I make you look good on paper, which I think works well. there's a florist shop with flowers so real you'll think they need water. And actually, a funny story to that, he came up with that memory hook, a flower so real you'll think they need water, because he was on vacation, took some of his artificial flowers with him, and when he went into his condo, opened the door, put some of the flowers down by the side, left them there overnight. The next morning, he remembered that he left these pots out there and noticed that his neighbor was there with a big jug of water trying to water these artificial plants.
That's funny.
And that's how he came up with the memory.
And folks, these are memory hooks for you to use when you're communicating with people verbally, but these are also taglines to use on your business card, to use in your on your signage, all over your business, whatever, right?
Yeah, that's a real good point. Throughout the book, I have many, many samples of how people incorporated their memory hooks into their marketing materials, either on calendars they produced or, like you say, signage or their business cards. Many people put them on their business cards and flyers.
When we come back, folks, after the break, we're going to talk about how to tell them that quality is important to you and why that's important for you to get that across. 888-822-8255 is our phone number. SmallBusinessAdvocate.com is the website. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and Ivan Meisner is our special guest. We'll be right back. All right, we're back. It's Feature 4 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Ivan Meisner is our good friend and our special guest. He's the author of The Best-Known Marketing Secret, The World's Best-Known Marketing Secret. Also, Business by Referral is another book that he's written, and the one that I'm holding in my hand, which we've been covering this hour, 7-Second Marketing, How to Use Memory Hooks to Make You Instantly Stand Out in a Crowd. And Ivan is also the founder and the CEO of Business Network International. Ivan, I'd like to give you a few seconds, if you'd like, half a minute or so, if you'd like to say hello to the membership that's of your organization who are listening around the world.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you very much. We do have, I think we're up to almost 30,000 members now in 7 countries around the world. And since you have this now on the internet, we may have some listeners from South Africa, from the United Kingdom, mm-hmm. from New Zealand, and I think probably the most important thing for me to say to members of BNI is that this is a process of developing skills, that the best way to build your business in the BNI program, our networking program, is to develop the skills and hone your skills and practice them week in and week out. I have a story in one of my presentations about how in football, when I played football, our wind sprints, we had to do wind sprints, and that helped us to become better players by doing these wind sprints week in and week out. And things like memory hooks are our wind sprints. By mm-hmm. doing those week in and week out, we get people to know who we are and what we do, and that's the way I think you build a solid foundation for a word-of-mouth-based business.
Well said. One of the things that before we get away, I want to make sure that we talk about something that's in the back of this book. You call it the Index of Memory Hooks by Profession.
Right. A lot of people would come to me and they'd say, well, you know, I'm a chiropractor. Do you have any examples of memory hooks for chiropractors? So what we did with this book, which, by the way, we looked at almost 2,500 memory hooks before we started putting this book together, and there are many, many hundreds of memory hooks in here. We indexed every memory hook by profession. So it's set up by themes throughout the book, you know, a general theme on how you think about putting together the memory hook. But there's a guide or an index in the back that divides all the professions, so you can take a look at memory hooks.
It's
for your
very
profession.
Handy, folks. It's even got the page where you can find that hook in the book, and it will help you to guide you through developing your own memory hook. Ivan, we've got really a little bit less than a minute. Let's wrap up by talking to them about quality, how that it's important to get quality into your memory hook.
Yeah, the quality of your business is important to, I think, talk about. And this example I'm going to give you is a great example of how it would be valuable for you to go through the book and take a look at memory hooks from other professions, because there are some that are generic enough that you can use in many professions. And this first one is a great example. If you think a professional is expensive, wait until you hire an amateur. And that works really in many professions. I've seen contractors use it. I've seen maintenance people use it. I've seen videographers use it. Photographers use it. So
right.
Even though this book is split up by profession, it is good to take a look at all of the different memory hooks, because some of them are usable in other professions.
I'm going to have to wrap it up for this hour. We're coming up on the end of the hour, as you did last time, and we really appreciate the good job you did today.
My pleasure. Thank you.
We'll have you back again real soon.
I look forward to it.
Thank you, Ivan. Ivan Meisen, ladies and gentlemen, the president and the founder of Business Network International and the author of 7-Second Marketing. Check these books out, folks. They're available all over the place. Got to wrap it up for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners, because without your courage, hard work, and devotion to your dreams, America would not be the greatest country in the world. And remember, be guilty of committing a random act of kindness. This is Jim Blasingen, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.